We're 100 feet above the gray-green ice of Lake Winnipesaukee in Bob Hirschfield's 50-year-old Piper Cherokee, flying low because of unexpected turbulence and because, according to Bob, it's more fun. Before taking off, when I listed the plane's half-century age as one of my sudden concerns, he set me straight.
Airplanes are not like cars or other things. A 50-year-old airplane is not a problem. I mean, you have an annual inspection, and the engine has to be completely rebuilt every 1,000 hours.
That's every 10 years or so, for the typical 100-hour-a-year pilot, he tells me. Okay, so what about this other minor worry I have? What about cold winter flying in little old airplanes?
The airplane is actually better for flying in the winter because the air is more dense. The airplane takes off in shorter distances, it climbs better, performs better than in the summertime.
Bob's only real concern about winter flying? Winter landing.
You have to watch out for snowbanks, especially in a low-wing airplane. A lot of airports don't push the snowbanks back far enough, so you gotta watch the tips of your wings.
The only potential issue landing on Alton Bay's ice runway, he tells me, involves the brakes. The fact that you can't use them.
So it all depends on whether or not you need braking. If you need braking, you're in trouble.
No brakes then. Watch for snowbanks. Old planes in winter, both good. But I don't have a lot of time for nerves. Our 20-mile flight from Moultonboro Airport takes just 11 minutes.
So, let's drive to Cherokee on a short final to get one off the bay.
Before landing, Bob brings the plane up to 500 feet, and then we dip away in a slow, wide arc, circling down toward the southernmost finger of Lake Winnipesaukee and the Alton Bay ice runway. Yellow cones mark the 100-foot-wide, 2,800-foot-long landing strip, and as we lower over the trees and shops, I watch an ice fisherman as he watches us come in for a brakeless, perfect landing.
Well, you've landed on the ice at Alton Bay.
We park, get out of the plane, slip on our ice bikes, and head to nearby Facet Jewelers to talk with store owner and airport manager, Paul LaRochelle.
So this is basically a central spot where everybody comes in. This is a guest book that they come in and sign. So you're going to have to sign. You'll be the first of the year.
LaRochelle says Alton Bay has been a seaplane base since the 1940s. In the late 60s, he says, local pilots began landing their planes on the ice in the winter. And for the last 30 years or so, it's been the only FAA-recognized ice runway in the continental United States.
Well, we have to have at least 12 inches of ice for us to get our trucks out there in order to maintain it, plow it, and take care of it. Last year, we were only open 10 days, and 390 planes came in that short period of time. A lot of the pilots tell me the same thing. They love to just come for the experience of landing on the ice.
But that unusual experience is not without problems.
Every year we have at least one incident where someone may slide into a snowbank and either doing a prop strike or breaking the front nose landing gear or clipping a wing on a snowbank or something like that. Those are some of the things that we have had.
When Bob spots a Cessna Skyhawk out the store window, we head back out to the ice to watch it land.
A beautiful three-point landing.
Pilots Charlie Valera and his passenger and fellow pilot Richard Gersh, both from Lunenburg, Massachusetts, say they make it a point to land at Alton Bay every year.
It's such a unique opportunity. We're so lucky to be able to come here and do this.
For pilots, there are certain things you have to do. You have to go to Oshkosh to the big air show, and you have to land on Alton Bay.
Valera hands Bob his phone and asks him to take their picture. The two pilot friends stand together on the ice and raise their hands in ice runway victory.
Alton Bay.
This is it.
Woo! Here we go.
Alton Bay, this is it. And here Bob and I go, in his old Piper Cherokee, slip sliding away down the ice runway and back into the air. For NHBR, I'm Sean Hurley.